Something like that.
Fry pans all over now with the car.
Sure.
I don't know whether it was ever called anything else or not.
What's that?
Fry pan. Frying pan.
Ever heard people call it a skillet?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we don't call them skillets. We've had them called skillets, yes.
I see.
I believe that was the original name, though.
Skillet. Skillet. I would think so, too.
Did you ever see these great big black metal containers out in people's front yards they might use for boiling?
We call them wash pots.
Wash pots. Do you ever see those anymore?
We have a few. I still have one that's out at the farm.
What did you use those for?
We use them, you see.
In the wintertime, you butchered your own hogs.
We use them for the, but I tell you, wash pot, we always boiled our clothes in it.
Oh, yeah, we used to before we had washing machines.
Before we had washing machines, they boil the clothes in there, put soap, homemade soap in there, and boil it and stomp it.
Yeah.
Boil that and boil that clothes.
A good stick and you stomp it to get the dirt out of it.
Right.
What did you call that homemade soap?
Lye soap.
Lye soap.
Lye.
Pretty strong stuff.
Yes, sir.
It's good too. You got
Papa made it. You know, Papa made that all the lye soap. Mom's name was Papa.
Filipina made. She uses this Tyler and stuff, and she made some. I got a little piece outside.
It's lye soap. Just put
she uses it and wetens it and rubs her husband's collars and stuff with it.
Just put it potent, put it strong, put it good. That's all we had, lye soap.
Yeah.
Did you ever use those wash pots for cooking any type of food? Or was it strictly for boiling your clothes?
No. We boil the water to and pour it on the hog to get the hair off. And then we clean the tub out.
And pot.
Yeah, the pot.
The pot.
And when you get through with your...
And then we cook our lard in it.
Cook our lard in it. And another thing, we used to make what you call liver sausage. And that had to be boiled in there.
Just liver sausage?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh yes.
Do you know if liver sausage is a German dish or...
Yes, it's a German dish.
It's got a different name to it in German. Leberwurst.
And we cooked it. The stomach we call the stomach we they call them head cheese. We call it Schwarzmagen.
Schwarzmagen.
It's
in German.
We cook that food in there. They call it head cheese. It's meat and stuff cut up. You cook it.
And the skin. You know when you cut up your meat for sausage, regular sausage, you can get a lot of that skin off. When you take that skin and boil it, and take some meat and mix that all together, and then season it, and then you put it in this stomach, and you boil it.
Well, you cook it in the stomach, and you put it on, and you put it out, and then you put, Papa always put a weight on it.
They put a weight on it and mashed it flat so that the grease would all run out.
It sure was good eating.
Sure
we used to sure have good eats on the farm. Oh,
right.
Man, we had good
eats. And
eating.
This liver sausage is good eating, too. I used to make it, but
My mother had one thing that she loved, which no other people. She was strong on blood sausage.
We did, too.
My mother was strong on it. She just had to have that blood sausage.
We always made it.
Would you cook
that in that too?
Was that for the taste primarily?
No, okay, that's all separate again. Now, when they make blood sausage, when they stab the hog to keep
the blood,
you'd have a pan with some salt in it. And while that blood was running in there, you had to stir it with something.
Keep from curdling.
Keep it from curdling. And you stirred it until it got cool. And then when you got ready, you put your seasoning and your meat, whatever you wanted in there, little bitty squares.